Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The right fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Altobelli. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Busby moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt bunts towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Busby moves to third. Robinson moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Busby tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foyles moves to second. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher bunts towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Foyles moves to third. Adair moves to second. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-0 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foyles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding strikes out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-0 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Altobelli strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Foyles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhulst hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-1 in the game. Kralik hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altobelli. Adair reaches second base with a double. Foyles moves to third. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foyles scores. Adair moves to third. It's 3-0, Orioles. Don Lee now pitching. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adair scores. Breeding moves to third. It's 4-0, Orioles. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Jim Busby. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog strikes out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Tuttle. Breeding scores. Fisher moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 5-0, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Whitey Herzog now playing left field. Jackie Brandt now playing center field. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Green moves to third. Martin moves to second. One out. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Green scores. Martin moves to third. It's 5-1, Orioles. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Orioles. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Dick Williams. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Foyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Gentile now playing first base. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tuttle moves to second. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-for-2 in the game. Virals is called out on strikes. One out. Julio Becker pinch hits for Don Lee. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to third. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Plice now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Breeding hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisher bunts towards the mound. Plyce fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. Two outs. Dave Philly pinch hits for Whitey Herzog. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adair moves to third. Russ Snyder pinch runs for Dave Philly. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Martin strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altobelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altobelli moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Altobelli moves to third. Allison moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty hits a line drive towards first. Gentile reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Plyce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Gentile moves to second. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Foyles strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als is 0 for 3 in the game. Vir Als hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Narragón pinch hits for Bill Plice. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.